To business, Charles Bickford.
Thank you, Coronata Murray. In the business news this morning, emissions policy fails to impress, takeover activity undimmed by COVID, and the latest from financial markets. Businesses were largely lukewarm about the government's emissions report yesterday, and trade unions were worried that the document was light on how people's jobs and incomes will be preserved in the move to a low-carbon economy. One union says the plan doesn't do enough to cut back on emissions. Measures are based on the premise that much of the cut in carbon dioxide will come from converting Marsden Point Refinery to an import-only terminal. Well, First Union's Jared Abbott says closing the refinery merely transfers emissions to other countries.
What the government should be doing is actually finding initiatives that are actually reducing carbon emissions within New Zealand by not offshoring them, as was the climate change original recommendation to the government in the climate report. That was what was in the draft recommendations, that milestones shouldn't be achieved just simply by offshoring credits and trying to make them someone else's problem.
Merger and acquisition activities defied expectations of a knock from COVID. It's on track for one of the busiest years in recent memory. A report from law firm Simpson Grierson shows 70 deals have been done so far this year. That's not far behind the tally for the whole of 2020. Total value of deals has tripled to $14.6 billion, with overseas investors making up more than half of all transactions. Simpson Grierson partner James Hawes says, surprisingly, closed borders haven't stopped overseas investment.
We've all become more comfortable working remotely, and that's certainly true of offshore investors. Deals can be done very easily through technology. Data is all online now. Zoom, Teams, etc. means that we're communicating more easily, so logistically the whole thing's easier. And clearly they don't want to miss out on the opportunities that are constantly coming up in New Zealand, particularly in New Zealand's sort of core competencies around tech and consumer and health.
James Hall says local firms continue to attract from interest from big established global investment firms. Well, the stock exchange is to get a third listed cannabis firm next week. Taranaki-based Green Fern Industries will appear on the boards next Thursday. The company produces medicinal cannabis, hemp and hemp food. It's what's called a compliance listing, so there's no share sell down or capital raising, not yet at the moment. Green Fern has an implied market capitalisation of just over $21 million. So far it's raised close to $7 million through two crowdfunding rounds and wholesale investor backing. Let's have a look at financial markets now. Wall Street, a mixed showing. US inflation edged up to an annual rate of 5.4%, driven by higher food prices, rents and a range of other goods. The issue is, will it make the Federal Reserve rethink its view that inflation is largely temporary? And will it cause the Fed to rethink its policy towards interest rates? Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's just turned positive, so it's a fraction of a point higher. The S&P 500 is a third of a percent up. Move has gone mainly into technology stocks. The NASDAQ is up two-thirds of a percent. Our own top 50 index up 29 points yesterday, quarter of a percent back above 13,000. New Zealand dollar is 69.6 US cents. The US dollar fell on those inflation numbers. Kiwi also at 94.3 Australian, 51 British pence, 78.9 Japanese yen and 4.47 yuan. Brent crude oil steady at $83.40 US a barrel, although Russia's President Vladimir Putin talking about oil hitting $100 a barrel. And gold is up $6 at $1,760 US dollars an ounce.
I thought that was your stomach.
No, it's just my mood. Thank you. Back at 8:30.